Bar 24 was a bull moving average gap bar and a signal bar for the end of two legs down from the bar 17 by climax. Although bar 22 could be considered to be an exhaustion gap, since it was the end of a small bear trend, most traders still saw the market as always in long and the trend as still up, so there was no significant bear trend to exhaust. This was a pullback in a bull trend and not a new bear trend. Bar 22 was therefore just a failed breakout. Bar 25 was another breakout, since the market was reversing up from a pullback in a bull trend and therefore breaking above a bull flag. The bull inside bar after bar 23 was the signal bar for the bull flag entry. Bar 25 was a potential bear flag after the bear spike down to bar 23. Once bar 25 closed well above the bar 24 high, the bears probably gave up on their premise that a second leg down would follow. That close created the possibility that bar 25 was a measuring gap, which it was once bar 26 turned the market up again after a one-bar pause. The rally went well above the measured move target, and 25 became a breakaway gap. Some traders still wondered whether a bear channel might be underway, but when bar 26 went above the bear trend bar before it and above the top of bar 22, the bear breakout gap, the bear theory was untenable for most traders.